Good morning, everyone.
Why are you happy?
Oh, someday I'm going to be on the radio.
Well, today is your day.
Really?
This is going to be the
best day ever.
Best day ever. Best day ever.
Love your optimism.
Just saying, it kind of freaks me out.
Okay, knock, knock.
That's way too early for jokes.
No, seriously.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Showtime, baby.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
What the hell is going on? I'm serious. What the hell is going on? We have earthquakes. We have floods. We have fires. We have shootings. We have cars plowing into people. Has the world gone crazy? Oh, it's the Monica J. Show. Thank you so much for being here. It's not a full moon. Is there something in the smoke that's making people crazy? Well, the smoke isn't absolutely everywhere, but it's bad and it's affecting a lot of people. All right, let's get to today's poll question. Get some participation this morning. 884-9910, talk and text line, and 923-FMTalk.com and 991-FMTalk.com. Should the Biden regime have invited the UN into this country to investigate racism? There are a lot of people that are not happy with that, including Nikki Haley. So, is there going to be an alternative motive? Let's see. The Human Rights Council at the UN, looking at the U.S. for racism. Who's on the Human Rights Council? China? Yeah, China might want to stop killing Christians and Uyghurs and their own people before they start looking at other countries. I tell you, we just need to be out of the UN. They need to be kicked out of this country all the way around. The UN headquarters, anybody working for the UN. They've been putting law enforcement in place with the UN. This is a story I brought you last year, how they were hiring people to confiscate firearms. Very interesting how this is all coming together. Today's and Friday's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Friday's poll question, should Northern Nevada counties follow Carson City's lead and ban marijuana lounges? 69% of those participating said yes. Then somebody said, well, what about bars? Well, it's a lot easier to detect when somebody has had too much or to cut them off, you know. Say you can see him pounding back shots or something. You know that person's drunk. Cut them off. Bartenders, use your responsibility. Something else we need to get rid of is drink minimums. That's just people trying to make money off of other people's health and lives. So, are marijuana lounges like bars? No, I don't think so. Because can you really tell when a person is stoned? I've been around enough stoned people, I can, but it's up to you what type of community that you want to live in. The state doesn't decide that. It's you. It's the citizens of the county. So, make your phone calls. Do what you need to do. Let's get into a few stories that really have me bothered, so you know. Everybody jonesing to get their shot. I told you this was coming. Get you in there. Get you shot up. Now you need your booster shot. Guess what that booster shot has in it? A chip. This is coming from a new website that I found, and I'm absolutely loving it because one of my statements to you is always follow the money. So it is valuewalk.com, and it's a financial website, valuewalk.com, walk like W-A-L-K. So this is an article that came out on Saturday, this last Saturday, the 17th. Pfizer announces COVID-19 vaccine upgrade. Now includes Microsoft chip for reduced symptoms. You heard me right. Pfizer just released a new statement for investors. Screw you, the people getting all this garbage injected into you. And I say you because I sure as hell ain't doing it. For investors, citing that they've inked a deal with Microsoft to integrate their Pluton processor chip to reduce symptoms associated with the vaccine. In the release, it is stated that receivers, you're not even people now, you're a receiver because of the chemicals and everything. Receivers of the new vaccine expect reduced fatigue, reduced soreness, heightened awareness, etc. You know, if I want heightened awareness, I'll just keep paying attention to things going on around me. CEO of Microsoft says this is a great revolution in medicine with the addition of Microsoft's powerful Pluton chip. It will make tracking the data of vaccine recipients easier than ever. We can use this chip to regulate body temperature, reduce chances of COVID-19 contraction, and make one more likely to choose our products over Apple. Do you understand what I just said? Make one more likely to choose our products over Apple. How would they do that? Because it manipulates your brain function. I put a at 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com. On my Monica J page, if you go in and you go to schedule and you go to Monica J, there is a movie. Well, it's not a movie. It's just a really cool guy from the UK who's on top of all of this garbage. And it says survival of the fittest. Survival of the fittest. It's only 16 minutes, but it perfectly explains how these vaccines manipulate your brain. So are you happy now? It's not about a virus. It was about an election and getting an agenda pushed. Every single thing you see going on around us right now is all connected and leading to the ultimate goal of having you get this shot. Trump told you he wasn't going to push it. If you want it, you want it. And I do believe that some people are not getting the shot, even though they say they are. They may get an injection, but you don't know what's in that vial. Could be a vitamin B shot, could be saline, could be a lot of other things. But it sure as hell isn't this garbage that they're pushing on people. Somebody wrote me the other day and said, oh, Monica, isn't it convenient? It's just the Johnson & Johnson shot that's causing all of these bad side effects. No, I don't know where they're getting their information, but it's Moderna, it's Pfizer, it's J&J. They're all causing death and horrible, horrible side effects. I'll be back to continue this conversation. But for now, the smoke, we get some bad side effects from the smoke. And that includes, well, people who are distracted, people who can't see. And guess what that leads to? Accidents on the roads. So let's check in with Phil Galbraith for our first look Monday morning on this traffic. What's going on out there, Phil?
Accident-wise, we are so far so good. If you're traveling north of Reno, be careful. There is a motorist being assisted on southbound 395 at the Cold Springs on-ramp. There's not any backup there. Just use a little extra caution. And if you're going to California over 70, don't. 70 is closed at the junction of Highway 89 due to the Dixie Fire. You're encouraged to put off your trip if you can, or if you have to go, you can. It's the long way, but you can go over 80 to Lincoln, California, and cut over if you're going to the Chico and Orville area. Otherwise, around the area, accident-wise, we're looking pretty good. Temperatures are a little cooler today. In Reno, it's 84, 82 in Yerington, and 81 in Carson City. More with Monica J coming up on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk.
Get ready for the Animal House sequel.
I heard Delta's the worst house on campus.
Delta Variant House.
But you can't hold a whole fraternity responsible for the behavior of a few sick individuals.
Surges are most pronounced in areas where vaccination rates are low.
You bought it this time, Buster!
The Animal House sequel, Delta Variant House.
Isn't this an indictment of our entire American society?
Well, out with it!
Coming soon to an unvaccinated area near you.
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day.
Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
Manic Monday.
It's a hell of a lot more than manic. It's tragic. It's, wow. I don't even think there's a word for it anymore. All of this stuff coming at you at once, center yourself. When you know the facts, when you have the facts in front of you, when you know the truth, it enables you to prepare, to better understand what is being thrown at you. Okay. Like, oh, in Chicago, where they have the strictest gun control laws in the country. Actually, I think Washington, D.C. may be the strictest. One of the strictest. 56 people shot over the weekend, 11 killed. How is Lori Lightfoot still in office? How has she not been removed? This woman is a disgrace, not to being a mayor. She's a disgrace to humanity. Manity. I love manatees. Oh, there I go again. Squirrel. All right. Thank you to everybody who's been, wow, I had to go through the entire spot break there with people. Where's that article? I can't find that article. Again, if you want to find the article I was just talking about Pfizer announcing COVID-19 vaccine upgrade with the Pluton Microsoft chip so they can control your symptoms of COVID or reactions from the shot. It's at valuewalk.com. valuewalk.com. And then just type in Pfizer. It's from us. This article is actually from, so who knows? You may even have the Pluton shot in you because it's from April 9th. Yeah, it's from 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, April 9th of this year. Pfizer releasing information to its investors. See, maybe that's why we need to all start investing in these companies, because that's when we get the information that we need. Just so you know, this story coming out 3 days ago, Johnson & Johnson is pulling sunscreens over cancer-causing chemicals. Imagine that. Graphene oxide in COVID shots. Not supposed to be used with humans, but it is. Johnson & Johnson. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wednesday, after a cancer-causing chemical was found in some samples, benzene, a carcinogen, was identified in the company's 5 aerosol sunscreens, Neutrogena Beach Defense, Neutrogena Cool Dry Sport, Neutrogena Invisible Daily, Neutrogena Ultra Sheer, and Aveeno Protect Plus. So, they're recalling those products. Are you kidding me? They know this garbage is in their products. How do you think the products are made? Oh, and by the way, they're also recalling baby powder due to potential asbestos contamination. You try to renovate your house and you get messed over because you've got to have asbestos abatement. Everything's got to be shut down to the cost of thousands of dollars. And yet, huh, guess what your baby powder has in it? Yeah. Oh, and isn't that sad? The revenue reported by Johnson & Johnson Skin and Healthcare Beauty Unit in the first quarter of 2021 fell by 73%. Why? Probably because of the chemicals. People are getting smart. They're turning things over. They're looking at what's in their cereal for their kids, like formaldehyde. They're figuring out that, oh, well, Clorox kills the coronavirus. Yeah. There literally is a great awakening going on all around the world. As you heard, maybe if you didn't, Armstrong and Getty talking about an article of the big corporations making billions and billions of dollars over their annual revenues. Because all those little mom and shop pop, those mom and pop shops were shut down. It's the elimination of the middle class. I've been telling you this for 2 years now. But unfortunately, until it actually happens to people, you just don't get it. People don't get it. If you are in the Minden-Gardnerville area, please be careful. If you look at airnow.com and you type in those areas, the unhealthy chart is going crazy for the particulates in the air. It's well up over 200, considered very unhealthy. So try to stay indoors as much as possible. And I don't advocate wearing masks for COVID, but if you have breathing issues and you have to be outside because ash and smoke particulates are much bigger than a man-made virus, now is the time to put on your mask. It's the Monica Jay Show.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here. What a day. Oh, my gosh. We're sitting at very unhealthy in the Minden, Gardnerville range. In Carson City and in Reno, it's about 50, but I don't know. When I can't see across the street, I'm thinking actually it might be a little bit higher than that. You know, I do not advocate wearing masks. Yeah, when it's smoky like this, you might want to grab one. The particulates are much bigger. And really, they can cause just a horrible lung damage for even people who've never had breathing problems before. So now is the time to protect yourself. And stay inside as much as possible. I know that's impossible for people who work outside, but, you know, whatever you can do to protect yourself. These fires, a number of them were human-caused. Somebody tried to, I was talking with my husband last night as we were driving into that area. And somebody was trying to say that the Markleyville fire was started by lightning. Or no, it was, yeah, started by lightning like 2 weeks ahead of time. Okay, I get things that can smolder and all that. But I don't know. Some of these causes that people are coming up with, I just don't see them. But that is beside the point because the fires are out there. The fires are raging. Gardnerville, somebody just sent me a check. 223 on the unhealthy scale. The scale only goes up to 400. So there you go. Protect yourself. So, as we look at what's going on around us, I found this very interesting. This is from NDTV, ndtv.com. It's a world news site. England is actually lifting all COVID curbs. Despite the scientists, and I'm using my little air quotes there, scientists' warnings. So nightclubs, they were able to reopen, indoor, outdoor venues, all running full capacity. No masks, whatever you want, no vaccine checks. So that's England. Now on the flip side, wow, Marcon over in France. You will be put in jail. You will be put in jail if you go into a restaurant and you do not have your proof of vaccination. You'll be put in jail. Now, I know that's a whole different world out there. The United States is different. But is it? Is it really? I haven't been watching a lot of Fox News ever since they did the whole Arizona thing, calling it for Biden way ahead of time, because the boss, the owner of Fox News, said call it. Bret Baier, just 2 days ago, once again said that there is no voter fraud. I refuse to watch anything that has anything to do with Bret Baier. But I caught Levin last night. Not only was it just because it was Levin, but because he was with Pete Hegseth. And I just love Pete Hegseth. So, they were pushing Mark's new book, American Marxist. And I found it very interesting because he went full bore. How I've been calling it the American Communist Party, ACP. Nope. He went full Marxist. Call it like it is. Everything you see going on around us. Forced shots. Shutdowns. It's Marxism. And that has always been the push for this country. I have a habit of saying we're at the abyss. We're standing there. We're looking down. Do we go over or do we hold our ground? Well, he put it last night that we are actually in the abyss with Marxism. And we're trying to crawl our way out. I will break every single fingernail I have to crawl out of this Marxist hole. We will not let this happen to our country. It started years ago, remember? We couldn't use wood stoves. We couldn't do this, we couldn't do that. I get regulations. But now they're putting down animals because they don't want them to go to market. They're paying farmers in this country to plow under their fields or they don't get their subsidies. You either sell the food to us or you destroy it, and then we'll pay you. Because they are trying to create a food shortage. This is why we have hyperinflation right now. And it's just going to get worse. These people like AOC are worrying about cow farts when they don't even know science. I was reading a really interesting article the other day from The Hill. I did not realize that The Hill was so liberal. That was a very rude awakening when I started going through a bunch of their articles. It was like, wow, this is surprising. But it is. Did you know the moon wobbles? Again, it's one of those cyclical things. And they were talking about it, that because of the sea rise, that we're going to see more flooding in this cyclical 10-year period when the moon wobbles. This has got to be a joke. No? The Earth and the moon are amazing things. And it just goes to show, when you learn about the Earth's crust, the mantle, the shelves, the movement, the fault lines, things are going to happen. Yeah, we can make some adverse things happen, but not to the degree that they're pushing and saying this is a climate crisis. They're going to happen. As I have always said, and as Jerry and I were doing a little bit of talking on Friday, learn your skills. Know survival. Prepare, because if you are prepared for the absolute worst, then you have nothing to worry about. Whether it be a wildfire, whether it be an earthquake, whether it be a flood, if you're prepared, if you're confident in your skills, then there you go. You don't have to worry about the boogeyman that the Biden regime is pushing. Because the only thing that this climate crisis, that his infrastructure bill, that all of this inflation going on around us, under the guise of a climate crisis, it's all just a transfer of wealth. Just like the beginning of COVID. Billions and billions of dollars to giant corporations while mom and pops went under. It's not a full moon, but you would think it was a full moon with all the craziness going on around us. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Talk and text 884-9910. Thanks for being here today. If you go to 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com, answer today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, while you're there. Appreciate it. But head on over to the Monica Jay page and watch a clip. It's only 16 minutes long from a guy in the UK. It's called Survival of the Fittest. And a lot of this stuff will make sense if you watch that. So, I got a concert coming up in September. Had it scheduled for before COVID hit, so for 2 years now. And I hang on to the tickets. I just keep hanging on to them. No, don't want a refund. Unless they're going to require a vaccine passport. So the funniest thing that I think is just payback. Check this out.
The tickets for the show were sold only in person over the weekend to people 21 and over, but this is a big one. You had to show proof of a vaccination.
Few moments later.
Breaking news at this hour, the Foo Fighters have postponed their upcoming concert on Saturday at the Forum because the band says there has been a confirmed case of COVID-19 within the Foo Fighters organization.
Oh, that is just, that's just hysterical. Again, these tests aren't being run at the right cycles. They're finding dead virus. Unless you know exactly how many cycles the test you were given is being run at, is it being run at 40 cycles, which is detecting dead virus, somebody who's already, that's how they turn this all against everybody now. Because you notice we're not hearing deaths anymore. They figured out that we figured out that the death count was not accurate because people were dying with COVID, not from it. So now they changed it up to cases, trying to scare you with the cases. Cases are detected. The Delta variant is detected. Yeah. Know your facts before you panic. And I just think that's beautiful. the Foo Fighters. You know what? Any of these idiots that if I have to show anything, if I have to wear anything, they're not getting my money. And speaking of people getting your money, another giant corporation who is just pushing into all of this Marxism, which includes critical race theory, by the way, is Hasbro. Thank goodness for Project Veritas, because now Hasbro is under fire.
You sent this tape to us the same day that you recorded it,
correct? Yes.
Why was it so important to you to get this tape to us immediately?
Mostly, originally, I was actually just out of shock. I couldn't really believe what I was hearing in the meeting. It was just so overtly, this word gets overused, but it was overtly racist and very, very discriminatory. And the first thing that I thought of was just like, I have to tell people about this.
What moment troubled you most from this training?
It's so unnecessarily divisive, and it's assigning blame to an entire group of people based on their skin color and not by their actions or by what they choose to believe.
Children as young as 2 are already using race to reason about people's behaviors.
Wow. By 2 years old, quote, already using race to reason on people's behavior, and they exclude kids on playgrounds.
2-year-old racist is just an absurd concept.
But that's Hasbro's concept. It's division. Divide and conquer. Whether it be race, religion, gender, financial, even sports teams. You can't even watch your sports anymore. Because people are being divided by the national anthem. I posted on Facebook the other day that I will never salute anything that is not the original American flag. Because the Olympic Committee is trying to change the look of the American flag. And then you have other groups that want to change the national anthem. And I had one of my most liberal friends on Facebook say, where is this coming from? So I had to gather up all the articles and send them to him. It's like, seriously? You're not paying attention to everything that is going on around us? I know it's hard because there's a lot of crap out there. But it's all revolving around the same thing. And that is a Marxist America.